Here is the chronological order of final day of Frank's trial. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, 26th August, 1913. Page 7. To those who sat with pent-up excitement in the courtroom Monday on the last day of the Leo Frank trial, the various events called the jury and began his charge. The various events flashed by with kaleidoscopic regularity. At the time, it seemed a long wall between each picture as it flashed on the screen. But looking back on it, the spectator feels that one came after the other in much short order, that the real significance of each had not been taken in before the next event was passed. Solicitor General Hugh Dorsey entered the courtroom promptly at 9 o'clock amid a storm of cheers on the outside and tumultuous hand clapping in the courtroom. He began his speech, and then things went on with regularity until the verdict came. Chronological order. The following table shows the chronological order of the events of the Monday, up to the moment when the word reached the anxious crowd outside, whose wild cheering almost drowned the voice of the solicitor as he went through the formality of polling the jury. 9 a.m., Dorsey renewed his speech. Chapter 12, noon, Dorsey concluded. Chapter 12, 05 p.m. Attorney Arnold requested that the jury leave the room, and then made a motion for a mistrial on account of the popular demonstration from time to time. Judge Rowan, after the jury had left the room, announced this would be taken up after he had charged the jury. He then recalled the jury and began his charge. 12:48 p.m. Judge Rowan ends his charge. Jury goes to dinner. 1 p.m. Judge Rowan denies motion for mistrial. 2 p.m. Jury goes to room to deliberate. 2:35 p.m. Documents. In case are brought to jury and actual deliberation starts. 3:35 p.m. Jury reaches verdict and sends deputy to notify Judge Rowan. Confers with attorneys, 4 p.m. Judge Rowan returns from lunch and retires to anteroom, where he confers with attorneys Hooper and Stevens of the prosecution. 4:30 p.m. Sheriff Mangum from the bench orders courtroom cleared of all but officials and newspapermen. 4:45 p.m. The last spectator leaves and the doors are locked. The sheriff then warns those remaining that no demonstration will be allowed. 4:50 p.m. Judge Rowan enters the room and takes his seat on the bench. 4:55 p.m. Solicitor Hugh Dorsey enters. 4:58 p.m. Jury enters. 5 p.m. Foreman F.E. Winburn reads verdict, guilty. 5:05 p.m. In a voice through which sobs are breaking, the solicitor begins the formal polling of the jury.